Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting second. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting third. The first baseman, Dave Filley. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frank House. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jim Finnegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Heft. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Billy Heft. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Larry Raines. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wirtz. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cal McLish. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Cal McLish. And now, play ball. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLish fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Filley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Filley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops it up and throws to first, with McLish covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Raines. The throw from House and he is safe. Raines steals second. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Raines scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Woodling moves to third. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Woodling tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline who is chasing the ball. Smith reaches third base with a triple. Wirtz goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Indians. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish strikes out. Two outs. Larry Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House strikes out. One out. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft takes first base on ball 4. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Raines fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Philly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel misplays the ball. That's an error on Carrasquel. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Raines settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Raines settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Keene moves to second. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Raines fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Raines. Keene scores. Maxwell goes all the way around to score. Groth moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-2, Indians. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 1 in the game. House hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats House for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smith moves to third. Carrasquel moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Smith tags and scores. Carrasquel tags and moves to third. One out. It's 4-2, Indians. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 0 for 1 in the game. McLish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keane fields it and throws to home to get Carrasquel. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Larry Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Raines is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Finnegan hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Avila reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Heft hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz juggles the ball. That's an error on Wirtz. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. Avila hits a line drive towards third. Finnegan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Woodling is called out on strikes. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wirtz hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 0 for 2 in the game. Keane hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. Philly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Raines fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Finnegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. House settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-2 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-2 in the game. House hits a line drive towards first. Wirtz reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 0-for-2 in the game. McLish bunts towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to second. One out. Larry Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-3 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards first. Philly scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Avila for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Heft hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heft for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-3 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Woodling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wirtz strikes out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Colavito is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-3 in the game. Keene hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-3 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Carrasquel. Kaline moves to second. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Maxwell hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's Tigers, 4, Indians, 4. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-3 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Howe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 0-for-2 in the game. McLish is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-3 in the game. House hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Small pinch runs for Frank House. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0-for-3 in the game. Finnegan bunts towards the mound. McLish fields it and throws to first for the out. Small moves to second. One out. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Heft hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Small scores. It's 5-4, Tigers. Vito Valentinetti now pitching. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-4 in the game. Bowling is hit by the pitch. Heft moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-4 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Raines fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Bowling moves to second. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Red Wilson now catching. Larry Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-4 in the game. Avila bunts towards the mound. Heft fields it and throws to first for the out. Raines moves to second. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Woodling hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wirtz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Raines scores. It's Tigers, 5, Indians, 5. Jim Bunning now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Wirtz moves to second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Smith reaches second base with a double. Wirtz scores. Colavito moves to third. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.